We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan, and we are live on NBC Sports Washington, coming to you from National Spring Training. Brought to you, as always, by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. We are down a man after one day.
By the way, you're missing a day. Today's Wednesday. Today's not Tuesday.
I thought I said Wednesday.
No.
You said Tuesday. But
yeah,
that's okay.
It is Wednesday.
Sorry.
It's just a little thing we have to get out of the way.
But we are down a man.
We are down a man. That's true.
I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sauville.
Hello, good morning.
And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
And Eric Bickle is not with us.
Nope.
He's not.
He's not in D.C. He hasn't flown back to beat the snow.
No, I didn't do that.
He went to the Woods restaurant with Jason Bishop because they're obsessed with Tiger Woods.
They love him so much.
And apparently, he didn't make it out alive.
He didn't make it. When I saw him, he was fine.
Well, he's alive, but apparently barely alive.
I left him at the lobby of the hotel last night at about, I don't know, maybe 7:30.
So it actually was just a happy hour that you guys went to.
Yeah, went to happy hour. Went over there at about 4:30. Took about 25 minutes to drive. Really nice place. The Woods is really nice. Upscale sports bar, tons of TVs.
I saw the background. It looked like a very well
smoke show
bar.
Of a bartender.
Yeah. How's Jupiter, by the way? Did you see
Jupiter? I didn't see much, but I mean, the Woods is in a kind of a upscale, ritzy town center.
Okay.
A lot of little open-air restaurants and bars.
So an upscale strip mall, basically.
Yeah, but
yeah,
looks,
yeah, I know what you mean.
Looks
know,
a little different,
yeah.
You know. Looks like Beverly Hills in Florida.
Okay.
So, we valeted the car, went in there, had a couple drinks. There's actually some listeners in there that spotted us.
Really?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Very nice. Junks P1s. Give them a clap.
A listener from Boca Raton.
Clap them up.
That hung out with us for a little bit.
Well, he probably listened and knew that you guys were going to the Woods. And that's actually a guy, I think, who tweets us a lot.
Yeah, I think he does. I think he stalks Bickle. And then there was another couple that's from Falls Church that was down here just to kind of watch the Nats.
Okay.
And they come down here every spring.
Sure.
They were sitting at the bar, so we talked to them. Anyway, so Eric ordered chicken wings.
Okay. Delicious.
And a burger.
Okay.
And I think a salad.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of food.
That's a lot of food. No wonder he got food poisoning.
How many drinks?
He had everything on the menu.
I think the drinks sometimes affect the tummy.
Well, he had two Jack and Cokes. I mean,
it's standard.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
I had a grilled chicken Caesar salad, which was awesome.
Okay.
And a glass of wine, and I was fine. Got back to the hotel. He said, I'm just going to hang out and get some snacks.
Okay.
He says he wanted to get some snacks.
After eating a salad, wings, and a burger, he needed snacks.
Right.
He needed snacks, Harrison.
I said, all right, well, I'm going up because it was about 7:45. Yeah. I was just going to wait for you guys to text me and let me know if you were in the bar or not.
Yeah.
Well, Cakes was at the dog track, and I was with CK and Drab, and we went to Rocco's Tacos in downtown West Palm Beach.
Wacky name.
Yeah. And there was about a 45-minute wait. And it actually was worth it, but we didn't get seated probably until 8 o'clock.
Those must have been the world's best tacos. If you waited 45 minutes for them, I mean, they're tacos. I can make them at home.
Well, it was all you can eat.
That's the attraction?
Well, when you have six of them, yeah.
You had six tacos.
Were they big? How big were they? The standard? Like Taco Bell size?
Yeah, but they were stuffed. Carne asada.
Surprised you're not sick this morning.
Hold on. I'm mystified by this. Six tacos, and I know you had just probably two baskets filled with tortilla chips and salsa or queso.
I had a lot of tortilla chips, but it was you had to pay for them. First time I've ever been to a Mexican restaurant, you had to pay for chips and salsa.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a nubby restaurant.
That's preposterous.
Anyway, that restaurant was packed. Meanwhile, there was a restaurant right next door, and we were tempted. Once you start, they said 15-minute wait for us.
Yeah.
And once you wait 15 minutes and it starts dipping into 20, 25, 30, you start looking around like, well, why aren't we going next door, which is empty?
Mm. Sure.
But then you think about it, that there's a reason why next door is empty and this place is packed.
Right.
And you would have been butt-sized. I couldn't recognize them. There were definitely players coming in.
Oh, really?
Like, I saw this one dude. I mean, they could have been minor league players, but you could just tell by, like, the wristband tan.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. They're like tan, and then there's like this big white strip of a where they clearly have that. But anyway, you're at the Woods.
We're at the Woods, and we're having, you know, had our meal.
Yeah.
And then we went back, and then, like I said, I just said I departed from, right. from Bickle.
Sure.
And he said, I'm just going to hang out here and get some snacks.
Okay.
I said, what do you mean snack? Where are you going to get snacks?
At the pantry, right at the lobby of the hotel.
I guess. And then that's the last I heard from him. And then this morning I wake up, and you guys tell me that he was throwing up.
Well, the reports are he's puking, and it's coming out the other end as well. Oh, so it's not – it's no bueno. It's to the point where if our flight departs today, and I'm crossing my fingers that it does.
Oh, so am I.
That – he claims that he can't get on the bird.
He'll be fine in a couple hours.
Who knows?
Come on. Eat we'll some see. Bread. He'll be okay.
By the way, I'm guessing no Tiger Woods sighting at the Woods.
No.
From the sound of
and
it.
It's not a surprise either because it was happy hour time. Place was jammed.
Right.
He's not going to roll in there when it's jammed.
No, he wants to roll in like 5 minutes before close.
I actually asked.
What is the Woods like? Is it nothing but memorabilia of Tiger Woods?
I mean, there were pictures of Arnold Palmer and Jack. But it wasn't overly Tiger Woods obsessive.
Got
but
it.
Golf obsessed.
Well, yeah, I mean, there were some pictures, but it really wasn't over the top.
Right.
I mean, it was pretty classy looking place. But it was – I loved it.
Of course you loved it. You're in your element.
Service was
it.
Great. Food was excellent.
You guys sat at the bar.
Sat at the bar. And I guess Bickle, you know, didn't take to it.
I guess. The Tiger Woods restaurant didn't really agree with him.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with him
last
night.
Wasn't there one trip maybe 17 or 18 years ago when we first started doing the show where you were left behind because you were sick? Or did you just not feel like getting up when we went to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, it was the first Super Bowl we went to.
Oh,
it
was Atlanta. Oh, yeah.
He was so hungover, he realized, I'm not taking the early flight. I'm going to switch my flight and sleep in until the last minute. Here's the nugget I remember. He was so devious and planning that he left, like, the door latch on his door, blocking the door. So there's a little crack left, so he wanted
to. I could go back into the
room. Yeah, so I think he went to the lobby and said, you all are finished, not taking the flight with you, went back up to his room
and
crashed.
And I missed a photo with, you remember?
With, hold on.
You guys missed the photo? With Jerry Rice?
Yes.
Yeah, Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice was in the lobby of the hotel.
Along with Tony Chica.
Tony Chica was the Nigerian
bellman.
He was the bellman.
I forgot Jerry Rice, but I remember.
You'll never forget Tony Chica.
I'll be on my deathbed, and my death rattle will be Tony Chica.
Well, because, you know, 30 years from now when we're, like, showing grandkids cool pictures of, like, what grandma or what grandpa did. Like, yeah, here's a picture. And they'll be like, who's that guy? Like, this is the greatest wide receiver of all time. And they're like, who's that guy? Was he also in the NFL?
No, it's just Tony Chica.
Nah, just a bellhop.
He's over from Lagos, Nigeria.
Do you still have that picture?
I don't think so.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that was a contrived, calculated plan on my part.
Absolutely.
A lot different than what's going on with Bickle today.
We should mention that it is time for the Cash Flash. This hour's code word is splash.
It's the Cash Flash Splash.
You can text SPLASH to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in this multi-market contest. That's SPLASH to 72881. Message and data rates apply. The next Cash Flash is at 7 a.m. Again, the code word is SPLASH, which starred Tom Hanks. And apparently Jason Bishop had a Tom Hanks dream last night.
Yes,
isn't
he
that,
did.
That's so strange.
It's very weird.
Tom Hanks was in my dream last
that
night.
That it dovetails with the Cash Flash word.
And you come in here, and your hint was to Cakes, the key word is a former Tom Hanks movie from the 80s.
And I said
– You said big.
Before I said big, I said Castaway. He said that's too long.
Right, so no,
usually the Cash Flash words are single-syllable words.
Yeah, they're short, yeah.
That's just weird how the mind works.
What were you and Tom
what
doing
did you
in the
and
dream?
Tom do?
Yeah, I can't remember.
What were you guys up to?
I just remember him being in my dream last night.
Hey, we should mention, okay, it's a little bit chilly here, by the way. We are at National Spring Training.
Poor planning
and
by you.
And we do have a skirt now in front of the table,
clap
so you won't
up.
Be able to see Cakes' leg bouncing we're throughout the show.
We're pros today.
Where's cankles?
Yeah, no cankles.
We'll be able to see Jason, who did not wear the sweatpants because he was worried the viewers would see him wearing the sweatpants
so
2 days ago. And now he's regretting it because he's wearing shorts.
Well, I got
I'll tell you what, it's nippier today than it was yesterday.
I got cankle shame, so I'm wearing jeans. but it is a little bit chilly and nippy out here.
Yeah,
Jakey's wearing a short sleeve shirt. And I see the goosebumps from where I'm sitting.
I'm such an idiot. Is that when I come down, we're supposed to meet at 4:55 downstairs in the lobby. So I go downstairs at 4:55,
which, by the way, is way too early.
Way too early. Yeah. I mean,
why aren't we meeting at 5:15?
Cakes and I stopped at McDonald's on the way, and it was the slowest McDonald's of all time.
World's least efficient McDonald's.
We were like for 15 minutes. But anyway, we had that. We had the luxury of being able to sit in the line for 15 minutes at McDonald's.
Right. Still got here in plenty of time.
But I knew that I needed my jacket. But once I made it downstairs and you guys were all there, I was like, I can't go back upstairs to the room to get my jacket. And I so regret it.
Well, I would have taken 20 seconds.
It would have taken 20 seconds.
What are you thinking?
I'm a donk.
Well, you also didn't realize it was a little bit chillier.
It's definitely a little chilly here in Florida. Although,
didn't look at the weather.
We don't have snow. Yeah. We don't have those issues. Right now, our
That's the biggest story in our life right now.
We don't know if we're going to make it back to D.C. tonight. Our flight is scheduled for right around 2:30. So we will see if that we are going to be able to make it back to D.C. or we're spending one extra night at the hotel. And there are 5 rooms.
We have our rooms extended.
So we do have a landing spot in case the flight is canceled.
We do.
Where are we going to do the show is the question.
Don't know. We should mention that today's
show. By the way,
show,
I don't want to do the show in my room tomorrow. You know why?
Why?
Well, because I don't know what NBC Sports Washington is going to do. But Jack's going to have to get in there really early to set up. If these guys are going to do it, they're going to have to get in there at 3:30. My sleep will be interrupted. Where am I going to sleep?
Definitely be interrupted.
So we're not doing the show from my room.
We can do it from
unless you get me another room where I can sleep.
You know where we can do it from? A cushioned cabana.
We can do a poolside.
That would be fun.
At the Four Diamond Hotel we're staying at, the West Palm Hilton.
Yeah, I got to clap that up.
It's definitely Four Diamonds.
So super nice.
While you were at the Woods, I did a little workout with Drab, and then after it, I decided to jump in the pool. Just really to
By the way, it's a great pool.
I kind of felt like just getting my money's
worth. I've only seen it from the outside.
Well, that's what I mean, just by just seeing it from inside the lobby, it's
looks
a great
like,
pool.
It it's looks beautiful. Like it's a scene, like people go to that pool to hang out. Now, yeah. I went
It looks like Vegas.
Yeah.
I went after the scene was shut down. Like, I went right around 5 p.m., I would say. And at 5 p.m. yesterday in West Palm Beach, kind of like it is now, it was windy. So anyway, I jump in the pool, and it felt really good. I don't know if it's a heated pool or just the fact that we're out in the sun, it felt really good. So I'm in the pool for like 5 or 10 minutes, and then it's a pretty empty area at that time. I just grab a chair, and I have my headphones on, and I'm like, I'm at least going to listen to 3 songs before I go upstairs because I feel like I'm getting my money's worth out of this pool.
Right.
And maybe get some sun, even though it was basically the sun's going down. It's not like I'm going to get tan.
Right.
I put my shirt down right next to me, next to the chair, and I actually tuck it in my shoe because – it's windy.
Mm-hmm.
So I listen to 3 songs, and then I
get
up. Shirt's gone. Completely gone. Then I actually pick up the chairs next to my chair. Shirt's not there. I actually go across the pool because I did see, like I saw a hat earlier fly around, like somebody on one side of the pool had a hat, flew all the way to the other side of the pool. I did a whole search. I lost my shirt.
Just blew away?
EB, we're down a man to the other show. I'm down a shirt.
Yeah. You sure the cabana boy didn't take it?
And then the worst part, there was no cabana boy at that point. The worst part was then I had to walk through the lobby. Now, at least it's not like Cakes where he walked through the Borgata lobby in just his boxers.
Right.
But still, I'm walking through with my dad bod, have to go up through the elevator.
I'm sure we'll bring it up later.
It's definitely embarrassing.
You weren't causing a scene like Zay Jones, the Buffalo
Bills
wide receiver. We'll talk about that later.
Did you see the video?
I saw the screen grab where I saw his butt.
Yeah.
Because he was totally naked.
Yeah, By the way, I'm guessing he wasn't sober.
No, probably not.
If we do have to stay an extra day, I may be wearing this tomorrow because I packed light.
Very light pack.
You can go over to the ballpark store and get yourself a Nat shirt.
That's true.
Or an Astro shirt.
Right. You could do that.
Same
complex. They are the world champions.
But I'm not really psyched to buy Nats or Astros underwear. Because unlike you, I do wear underwear.
Yep.
I mean, you got to pack an extra
pair
or just extra space in the duffel bag.
I actually packed workout clothes.
Yeah.
I've used those. I've used like 3 or 4 pair of underwear already.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm on only pair number 2. I haven't been doing anything that strenuous. I mean, I spent 8 hours at the poker table yesterday trying to felt senior citizens.
By the way, you did a pretty good job.
I did okay. I walked out up like 3:10 or 3:15, but I was there for 8 hours.
You'll take that.
Of course. I got there at 11. 11:30-ish.
I love how Cakes tries to play it off, too.
So what's that per hour? What'd you make per hour?
I love how he tries to play it off today,
50?
Like he's not going to go to the casino.
Right.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, we're doing the show. He's like, I don't know. And then, like, right when I'm driving the fantastic Yaris, yeah. which I wish
what
could
a
be
number.
A bet me $100. It does not have any sort of lever to fix the side mirrors.
Right, it doesn't. Right?
It doesn't.
Yeah. Anyway. 10 minutes into the car ride, he goes, yeah, I think I might want your keys.
Ship the keys. Yeah,
man, he cannot stay away.
Because your boy is going to the Palm Beach Kennel Club and poker room.
He just cannot stay away.
I actually said, well, why even go back to the room? He's like, I'll take a shower. So you took a shower before you went there.
Yeah, so I took a shower.
Well, congratulations. You have showered.
I have
but
showered.
But you have basically used one pair of underwear.
Two, I think.
Two.
I grinded for 8 hours, and then the only food I ate yesterday was McDonald's.
Oh.
We had an Egg McMuffin. I had an Egg McMuffin in the morning.
Yeah.
And then after, I didn't eat any lunch because I just love looking at flops, like a total degenerate. And then I made a beeline for McDonald's and had silly 10-piece nuggets and fries. And then I looped around on Okeechobee Boulevard.
This is the best.
And stopped at the Speedway gas station.
Right.
And I bought lottery tickets and a 9-pack of Miller Lite. And I went back to the hotel and I just white trashed it up in my room by myself.
You drank Miller Lights by yourself in your room.
Yes.
he actually sent a text to
us. Why didn't you just go down to the hotel bar and have a couple?
Because I was being a squeaker.
Oh. Incredible.
And I just didn't feel like socializing.
Did anybody go to the hotel bar last night?
I did not, no.
He sent a text to us while we're at dinner, and he's like, if you guys feel like stopping by, I got a 12-pack of beer. I'm going to be hanging out at the pool.
Right. But then I got no to tepid responses, so I figured, well, I'm just drinking alone in my room.
Yeah.
Because you guys were at the woods. EB was probably puking by that point. These dummies were waiting in line at Rocco's Tacos for 100 hours.
Well,
so I was just forced to drink Miller Lights by myself.
Well, you were doing that, and
yeah.
I haven't watched a full hour, full episode of NCIS ever.
Well, why would you? Are you 70?
Mark Harmon's pretty good.
70.
They solved the crime, didn't they?
Well, I'll tell you this.
Of course.
Everybody at the poker room has seen multiple episodes of NCIS because
right.
They're all old.
Well, there was nothing sports related on last night.
Not till late.
I mean, I guess Houston and Portland was on
yeah.
late night, but obviously I was in
it's like a
comatose
10,
at that
like
point.
It's like a 10:30 tip.
So I watched
the Caps games.
Yeah, I wasn't going to watch the NIT games. So I watched a full episode of NCIS. That's what I did last night.
Did you enjoy it?
And you know what? I think you have energy right now.
did you like it?
I did. Hmm. I did like it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why do you have so much energy?
Because I had a 5-hour this morning.
Of course.
Of course. I was the first one to the broadcast this morning. Why? Because I woke up and had a 5-hour energy berry shot to kickstart my day. Everyone's dragging, especially Bickle. Oh, man, he's dragging.
He needs a 500-hour energy.
But not me. I'm alert and focused. And right now, 5-hour energy is launching their Getting Back to 100% campaign with a unique twist on this year's College Hoops Tournament. You've got the ability to swap your incorrect selections during the tournament as the game is being played. Games are back on tomorrow. Sweet 16 starts tomorrow, 4 games. You see an upset in the making? Swap the favorite out to ensure that your bracket is 100% correct. Go to 5hourenergybrackets.com or click on the link on the FanDC.com's homepage. That's 5hourenergybrackets.com, or you can click on the link on the FanDC.com's homepage.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.